Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin daf Kof Aleph. Our Gemara discusses the halacha of Isser Chal Al Isser. Now, generally, b'zman hazeh, it's not so negeya to us to know whether isser chal al isser, because this question was negeya more if you bring a carbon, if you get malchus, whatever it is, and it was more negeya legabe oinshin. But to us, it would seem that whether or not the second isser is chal shouldn't really have much of an afkamina, because once you have a first isser, you can't do it anyways. However, there's one situation that I know of, I'm sure there are others, but there's one case where it's very, very, very negeya to know whether isser is chal al isser. This is based on a Rambam in the Nekudah HaNefla. Before we go into that, let's give the background. We know that there are Yidden who own nursing homes. Now, when a Yid owns a nursing home or any business that has to do with food, and the food is frequently treifa food, a person has to know that there's a very, very serious issur that he has to start being concerned about. That is the isser of having hanah, deriving benefit out of basar b'chol, dvarma, or asar b'hanah. A person is not allowed to derive any benefit out of certain items. One of them is basar b'chol, milk that was cooked, meat that was cooked in milk. The halacha is we're not allowed to derive any hanah out of that item. So I can't sell it. I can't smear basar b'chol on a wound or something like that. If it's derech hanosai, it's the things which are the normal way of using this item. And I also cannot perform a service using basar b'chalav. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if somebody asks me to carry for him 100 barrels, and one of the barrels is yayin nesach, one of the barrels is asar b'hanah, because it's wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, the halacha is I cannot accept any of the payment. If the guy offers me $100 to carry 100 barrels, and I carry 100 barrels, one of them is Yayin Nesach, I'm not allowed to take any of that money. So, if a person provides a service of a nursing home, where he's providing room and board to individuals in the nursing home, and some of those people would like to eat basar b'chol, they're used to their cheeseburger, for example, they want to continue eating their cheeseburger while they're in the nursing home, living their golden years in the nursing home, they would like to enjoy their golden years, their retirement, and eat many, many cheeseburgers, and perhaps hasten their death. And the Yid, obviously, would be obligated to provide them with that cheeseburger, because he has to provide them meals, and a normal meal would probably include things which are basar b'chalav. This is an assumption. It's not 100% clear-cut. But that would be the assumption to make, that the Yid would be obligated to provide this cheeseburger. So then when the patient or Medicaid or whoever it is pays the owner $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 a month to provide room and board to this individual, part of that service was being performed using basar b'chalav, and therefore the Yid would not be allowed to have hanah from one penny of that massive amount of money that he's being paid to provide services for this elderly individual. This is also very negeya by nurses. You have a nurse who's getting paid a salary. Her job is to help an elderly stroke patient recuperate. Part of that is feeding him. The man can't feed himself. Now, the man wants to eat basar b'chalav. They think maybe if they serve him basar b'chalav, he's going to open his mouth. Till now, he hasn't been opening his mouth. Now, maybe he'll open his mouth. It comes out that her job is to provide a service using basar b'chalav, and that should be asr, and she should not be able to have hanah from any of the money that she earns in the course of her work, if part of her work involved serving basar b'chalav. To our rescue comes the Rambam. The Rambam comes on a shining white horse, and he says there's a nekudah hanefla. The Rambam says that since ein isser chal al isser, so if you have kosher meat and you cook it with kosher milk, certainly you can't eat it. Not only you can't eat it, you can't have hanah from it. But let's say I take a piece of nevela or a piece of treifa And I take that meat and I chas shalom. A person puts it in a pot and cooks up the pot. Goy cooks up the pot, and now it's baser b'chalav. Zok the Rambam, since the iser achila cannot be chal, since ain iser chal iser, the meat is already aser b'hano. I mean aser b'achila because nevela or a treifa. So the iser of baser b'chalav also cannot be chal on it. And since the iser hano of baser b'chalav is dependent on the isra achila of basar b'chalav, so there's not going to be any isra hano of basar b'chalav in a piece of meat that's an avela or a treifa. So everybody can breathe a deep sigh of relief, but not so fast. Because the question is, are we passing like the Rambam? The Noid B'Yudah says that you could be soimach on the Rambam b'shas adchak. The Chasam Sofer and the Prima Gadim are both hold that the Rambam is a das yichidah. There are other Rishonim, they say, quote, who argue on the Rambam. They bring a Tosis, they bring a Rashi, who argues on the Rambam. So we're not 100% out of the woods yet. It could be a person doesn't have to quit their job. Maybe they could be Seinuch on Noid B'Yehuda, maybe. But certainly somebody who wants to, you know, be a good Yid, is extremely concerned that he's being over on an Isra Anov Basar B'Chalav, according to G'day Le'achrayinim. So there's another tziruf that we could use, which is that it's very highly unlikely to find an actual basar b'chalav that's asur mid oiraisa in a nursing home that the nursing home owner has to provide to the patient. Why? Because there are a number of rishonim who hold that the only basar b'chalav that's asur mid oiraisa is only if it's derech bishul. If you take a piece of meat and you put it in a pot with liquid, any kind of liquid, milk, I'm sorry, I mean, it has to contain a lot of milk. Fine. But if there's 1/60 of milk, whatever it is, and you put in meat, and you cook that up, that is taka asr midarais, that's basar b'chalav midarais, and therefore it's asr b'hano. However, let's say a person makes a cheeseburger, he's not cooking milk and meat. He's taking hot cheese, putting it on hot meat, or even if he heats them up together, even if you bake basar b'chalav, you take cheese, you put it on meat, you put it in an oven, or a microwave, that would not be asr midaraisa. More than that, there are rishonim who hold that if I fry basar b'chalav, I take a little bit of butter and I put it on a pan and I fry a hamburger on it, it would not be asr midaraisa. It's only asr midarabanan, and therefore it's not asr b'hano, because only basar b'chalav that's asr midaraisa to eat is asr b'hano. So now we have two tzerufim. We have rishonim who hold that basar b'chalav is only derech bishul. And we have Rishonim who hold, and then we have the Rambam who holds that Nevela does not have an Isra Basar B'chalav, and therefore, it's not Asra B'Anah. So Rav Shlomo Miller says that we can be Seimach on this Tziruf, and when it comes certainly to a nursing home, where it's hard to make the case that the nursing home owner has to provide a meat soup to the patients, the nursing home owner can presumably say, meat soup is not on the menu. So even if the nursing home owner then turns around and says, well, meat soup is on the menu today, the nursing home owner does not, it's not part of his job to provide this meat soup. He is arbitrarily deciding to provide this meat soup to his patients. And therefore, he's not having enough from the meat soup, because he could have provided cheeseburgers. He didn't have to give meat soup. This man was not, this is not what he needed in his golden years, to dafka have a meat soup. He could have survived and had a very happy retirement eating cheeseburgers, eating burgers fried in butter, and all the like, all the geschmack of basar b'chalav that people can eat without partaking of this meat soup. So therefore, it would be hard to say that the nursing home owner has to provide meat soup, and therefore it's not considered he's having enough from the meat soup. When it comes to somebody feeding a stroke patient, it's not as poshent. If for some reason the supervisor tells them, you must feed this person meat soup, and they can't say no for some reason. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know exactly what the metzias is. But if that is the metzias, then the person has to be concerned about their paycheck that month. You should consult your local Orthodox rabbi to know whether or not you have a serious problem on your hands. But at least the owner doesn't have a problem, and usually the nurse will also not have a problem. It's also a question when it comes to, this is less of a question, but many women become speech therapists, and part of their in-service is that they have to spend some time in an assisted living facility. It's not enough to get training in school settings. You also have to have training in a nursing home setting, and that kind of setting may require them, in order to get their degree, that they feed stroke patients, which is a harder case to make. Unlikely that that's the halacha, but that's something to be concerned about also, and speak to your rabbi about that also. But this is all based on the halacha in this gemara of Ein Esrecha Al Eser, which is what the Rambam uses to create this halacha that meat that's aser ba'achila, because it's an avela or treifa, is mutter ba'hanah. So therefore, since all the meat in these kind of facilities would anyways be an avela, usually, that the owners of such facilities have an easier time with the Esrecha Al Eser b'chal. The owners of these facilities have to be very, very aware that when it comes to Pesach, you don't have the seter. They have to presumably serve chametz to the guests. They can't serve the matzah and maror and a carbon Pesach. They have to serve bread or cookies, cake, whatever it is. These things are chametz. They're having a no from chametz. Another procedure has to be followed before Pesach. They have to sell the entire nursing home, the entire facility, their entire LLC to a goy. Instead of just selling the chametz, which is what everybody else does, everybody else sells their chametz to the goy, this guy has to sell his entire business to the goy and buy it back after Pesach. Therefore, he's not having enough from the chametz because he sold the business to the goy. The goy ran the business, produced hanah. He earned a lot of money off of the chametz. Then the yid is buying back a business from a goy that happened to have been built on chametz, but that's not a problem. You're allowed to buy a goy's chametz business after Pesach because you're not actually having hanah from chametz. You're having hanah from the fact that the goy made money off of chametz, which is not a problem. And the third thing that a person has to know about is that yayin nesach is usually also not asur b'hanah b'zman hazeh because the goyim in our times are not really menasach yayin to avodah zarah. They don't really do avodah zarah. So therefore, our yayin nesach is meikra din, also mutar b'hanah, and therefore, you don't have to be concerned in the nursing home situation. Okay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.